I'm going to go ahead and call our work session to order. It is Tuesday, May 15th at 6:01 p.m. We are meeting in the Cedar Hills Community Center. We are going to start. We have special visitors today, the Pleasant Grove Strawberry Gage Royalty. So I will let you decide how you want to, who wants to come first and talk to us, but we would like for you to be comfortable with something like that.
Yeah, you're ready, girl.
We're ready.
Where do you want me to put this?
Right here.
And here's the floor.
Oh, sweet.
So we're the new Miss Pleasant Grove Royalty, and I'm Karen Christensen, and I'm going to let my attendants introduce themselves.
I'm Bailey Sheriff.
I'm Morgan Carlson.
And I'm Genesee Ford.
And at the Strawberry Gage Royalty meeting for this year, my name is Mikel Wall. These are my attendants.
My name is Grace Green.
And I'm J.C. Carter.
And we'd just like to invite you out to the rodeo this year. The dates are the 28th through the 23rd of June, so the weekend following Father's Day this year. We have a lot of fun events. Showtime starts at 8 p.m., but us and the little sheep riders will start at 7. My attendants will tell you a little bit more about the rodeo.
So Wednesday night is kids' night, Thursday night is family night, Friday night is tough enough to wear pink, and Saturday is speech rock night.
And you can buy tickets at either the Smiths or Macy's locations in Pleasant Grove, or even on the Strawberry Gage Rodeo websites.
Okay, and then we're just going to tell you about a few more events that we have going on throughout the whole week. One of my favorites is the car show. We have old cars, new cars. It's such a fun thing. We have a cruise. We cruise down the street going in cars. Super fun.
And one of my favorite events is the carnival. It's a great place to bring your family and celebrate Strawberry Days.
My favorite part is the strawberries and cream, obviously. Yeah, this is the perfect summertime treat. We have that at almost every event during the week. So when you come, get one, two, maybe three cups, and then go out to support.
One of my favorite parts is the baby contest. It's really fun to see the upcoming generation.
Well, thank you. And what are the dates for Strawberry Days?
It's the third week of June.
Wait, before you go. Does everybody know that Miss Pleasant Grove Karen is my niece?
Did you know that?
That's her.
I didn't think you guys were coming to the rodeo session, so I'm surprised to see you.
She works for her insurance company.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for the cheese.
Thank you.
Said it's the best work session of the year.
I'm looking forward to this all year. We were talking about it.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Well, thank you so much for coming out.
Excited to see you guys.
Thank you.
Can I get one quick picture?
Absolutely.
Her uncle and all of you guys.
No, Chandler, go.
Do it. Sure.
No.
Behind the council.
Good.
Yeah, Mike and all the girls.
You guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah, not rodeo gals.
Circle day.
Okay, one, two, three. Thanks so much. Thank you, girls.
I'm trying to.
Bye.
Get out, go ahead. Help yourself out.
Strawberries at night.
Chandler, is Joel coming for work session?
He was going to be late, he said.
Okay.
Do you want to talk about agenda items?
We're going to close session, but it won't be a long one. So before we go to close session, is there anything on the agenda you'd like to discuss beforehand, or are there any reports?
We can go over the two agenda items really quick.
Okay.
If you want.
Sure.
Enjoy this really short council meeting because the next few are going to be not short. So there's two items on the agenda tonight. The first one is a review action on the resolution certifying authorized users to access and make changes from the city of Cedar Hills, Utah Public Treasures Investment Fund, otherwise known as the TTIF Fund. Imagine this is like the city's Vanguard account where we invest our money to be managed by the state. the state has issued a decree. They'd like to see two users on each account so that each user knows what the other one's doing to prevent frauds. So Charles right now as the finance director is authorized to access those accounts, looking at cash money as well. So nobody can access those accounts, move the money in those accounts without the other division of them. So it's a fraud prevention measure, just pretty simple. The resolution comes from them. So it's their proposed resolution that they'd like the cities to adopt. The second one is on a farmer's market in the city, and this is something that we've had a number of people ask about over the years, and we're looking at trying to get this one up and running in the next few weeks. One of our employees, actually, Kelly Carter, who's one of our public works techs, runs these farmer's markets throughout the valley. It's the Sunny Sunset Farmer Market. They do it for Springville City, they do it for University Place. And he's shown us their contracts. Now, one thing that we're going to omit from the contract is that we're not going to be Section 4, where there's payments made to from Springville City to Sunset Valley. We're not making payments to them. So it's going to be more like a food truck rally, where he's assigned to pick the vendors, pick the spaces, and kind of work between the vendors, be the liaison between the vendors and the event, and make sure that they know where they're going and how they're supposed to operate. So there's not any monies exchanged from the city to Kelly or Sunset. But we feel like this is a good opportunity to try out a farmer's market in the city. He's going to be here tonight to kind of give you an idea of what you can expect to find at the farmer's market. We're going to be proposing to do that on Wednesdays.
At Heritage Park.
We'd like to do it on Tuesdays, but he can explain it better than I can, but it doesn't give the farmers enough time to, between markets, to pick food, grow food, and prepare it. So,
what about Saturday mornings?
I don't know if we're big enough for that. That might be the marquee time. So that's a good question for him, though.
Who's going to take the lead on that?
Kelly Carter.
The Sunset Farmers.
He's with Sunset Farmers Market.
Does he pay us anything?
No. Kind of like a food truck, we don't get any money other than sales tax.
Yeah.
Just very minimal, but.
It looked really favorable, at least on the other poll I saw. I think it's a good idea.
I like it too.
I think it'll be a good thing for the city. We'll want to work the contract so that rather than saying Springville, it says Cedar Hills, you know, in that section of the stipulates payment from the city to Sunset will net.
But other so is that the same thing? Does he charge those people then?
Yeah. So it's like a food truck rally, exactly. He'll charge them for the booth space, and that's been provided. I don't know if you saw it in the. It shows that in the Sunset Farmers Market information. But he'll charge them on booth space, and he uses that for advertising and for anything else that Buckle Big Car, which
can. It's like $15 to $25, depending on what type of vendor, but like. Nonprofit.
So it's pretty
civic.
It's pretty minimal. Yeah. It's really meant to encourage local businesses and help them out.
So like if a local Cedar Hills resident grew extra vegetables and fruit, I mean, it doesn't make sense for them to go on.
Depends on how much
is extra. but he has told me that he would give preference to local vendors over others, so they can.
Who's running the food truck that we're
doing? It's not a food truck. This is the first year we have not done a food truck. It's a group. It's like the
food league. Truck league. Food truck league.
The food truck league of something. I can get you their name. I don't know exactly off the top of my head. What they've done is rather than having a food truck that being charged it and then they schedule it, they felt like there's too many conflicts of interest, so they have this third party that has no food trucks. They don't have a dog in the fight. And they will schedule out so that they're not picking the same ones, they're not playing favorites.
I think Pablo last year.
Pablo was the one that recommended them to us, and so we sat down with them. He's down at night.
The food truck week.
Yeah. Okay. Any other questions on these two items?
When would the food truck or the farmers market start?
It looks like it starts July.
Late July.
So this is the Springville one, but you can assume the timeline is going to be very similar.
Okay.
Because he's got to have time to go notify the vendor dates and then come up with those as well.
So what has happened on page 3, you can see what he has been charging to the Springville one.
So what, I mean, why is Springville paying? I mean, typically if you have vendors like that, they pay the city for the space we rent. So why would the city agree to pay a vendor for them?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to Springville about that, but.
I was assuming that what's happening is the people who are renting are paying the city and the city is paying.
It could be that.
Him.
That, and that would make sense.
The city could be the intermediary. I would have just assumed just leave the city out of it and let them use it today.
There is no fee that I saw in the University Place contract. So they're not for the venue, for the location.
For the city thing.
Yeah, for the mall thing.
Yeah.
Thing, yeah.
I think it's just because by the end of the fall, kind of, then everything.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Okay.
Thank you, John. Is there any, anything from Jeff or Greg that you'd like to give the council on to do that?
I will add that I had some of Kelly's stuff at the farmer's market, and it's very, very good. It's actually very fresh stuff. So, update wise, the weather obviously has been a big issue for us. The course looks fantastic, but the smells obviously played a little bit. It always seems to rain on the weekends when it's kind of our biggest days too, unfortunately. That's kind of what's hurt us a lot. But recreationally, pot soccer and soccer will be wrapping up next week. Teen soccer finished last night. We'll have a playoff next week for our kids. And then we're done with that, and then we're going right into coach's pitch, t-ball. I gave Chandler some stuff to go over tonight, but in a quick nutshell, t-ball, we have 120 kids. Coach's pitch, we have 90. And I know she's putting together a team right now, and they'll start in 2 weeks. Obviously, we have our coding classes, Lego camps that are open. Golf clinics are open. I didn't add that one. And then a big push for our family festival activities and firecracker. So if you guys can help spread the word on the golf track that filled up, that would be great. We met with the inflatable company today down there with Jeff and Rob and Jerry Ann, and it's going to be pretty awesome. I think people have some reservations, which are understandable, but these are going to be some pretty cool inflatables that teenagers are going to really love too. They have a dart machine we was talking about. It's half the size of a football. It's about half the size of a normal football field. Foam pit, water slide, one of the bigger water slides in the state, I believe, or in the country, I thought he said. And they're just a local American football company, so this could be a long-term relationship, we're kind of hoping so. It'll take over the normal space that the carnival took in the past. And it should be a lot of fun. And then we've got vendor booths are starting to fill up pretty good. Food trucks, we've got a couple. We can always use more of those. But we do have a meeting Thursday night, so we'll kind of finalize a lot of things. And, you know, we're a couple weeks out. Met with the fire chief to go over fireworks to see what reservations he had. And I think we got some things worked out. We're going to move fireworks a little bit to the east. Because of the new homes on Cottonwood Drive, just from a protection standpoint for them. And then we'll just play by ear that day with wind, if there is any. And the chief is going to actually come, bring a tender truck, and spray down the hillside this year so we don't have any fires like we have in the past, which is a great idea. That's about it. Recreation. Things are going great.
Thank you. And I would just add on the Founding Festival, if people are concerned, the price is the same, but this time your wristband, you can go on the inflatables full things. Where with the carnival, you can choose one day.
Right.
So I think that is another benefit, is you could go Friday and Saturday.
And I'll add that when we met with him today, he mentioned when he used to live in Cedar Hills by Rob, I guess, years ago. And he mentioned that the price we're charging is just ridiculously low. A lot of cities charge for the same thing, $25 a day. So he thought for sure that would be huge for us. So the kids that we've lost in the past, because they're young, this is actually for them. And then they've incorporated a lot for teenagers. So this should be pretty awesome. It should be a lot of fun.
How many more is it?
Did they happen to mention whether they're going to be like age-designated inflatable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's going to be some for the younger kids. I know Jerry just posted it tonight. 2 and under will be free, and then 3 and older. There's enough rides that it'll be beneficial to kids 3 and older.
Cool.
Jerrianne also posted that there are people who are overseeing each inflatable, and they will not allow big kids and little kids to get on together.
Yeah, yeah, we met with him today, and yeah, he's bringing the tenants. We're going to try to utilize some volunteers too, just to kind of save some budget money there. So that could, that should be a lot of fun too. And for us this year, the great thing is you know, it's a new company, and it's one cost. So, you know, if you guys had somebody you felt like was very deserving, let us know, because there's no additional cost to give somebody, like the homes, the backup there that might be put out a little bit, which we don't think there will be, because the generators are going to be very, very silent and not as loud. So there's no above costs on that. It's just going to be a flat rate for us, one way or the other. So.
Thank you.
Just an update on the Canyon Road project. Work there is progressing quite rapidly through the Cedar Hills, as I'm sure everybody's aware, blocking all of our accesses. They do anticipate in 10 days to 2 weeks that portion that the water lines are being lowered between Box Elder and 9600 North will be energizing those. At that time, we'll be shutting water off for hopefully for one day or less, one working day. The irrigation portion of it we're not as concerned with for the one day, but the culinary water, we will have a substantial reduction in pressure in a lot of areas of the city. We'll be trying to provide water to the lower half of the city through a single 8-inch pipe. And so if we just keep it full, we're going to feel like we're lucky, and we're probably going to get some calls on that, because it will be, we anticipate lower pressure. We'll provide water, usable water to everybody, but not at the pressure that they're used to.
And that will be for about 24 hours?
We're hoping for 8 to 10 hours.
Okay.
And during a working day.
How are we communicating that to residents before that day?
We was anticipating they're going to give us notice, a week notice, and then we're going to put it out on the weekly broadcast. They're supposed to be putting out public notices on their website and their communications. We'll put them on ours in our weekly Facebook and on the web page. But we did not anticipate individual notices to each home.
Okay.
Something of this nature may also be more an individual email, so it doesn't seem like it was buried in a weekly update.
That's a good idea. Anything else, Jeff, from you?
No, we have had some hiccups in our irrigation system this year. I don't know how many of you are aware of that on our pressure valve for the upper zone, and that has caused some surges in pressure as well as some reductions when we've had to turn it off to work on it, but we do believe that that's resolved at this time. And we, as part of the Canyon Road project, we did make a connection, or we will have a new connection on the lower zone on 9600 North, which is going to give us an additional supply for the lower zone. This will be provided a little bit of a redundancy to give water into the lower zone versus bringing it all from the north end. We can bring CUP water in from the south end. We think that's going to be very beneficial, particularly to supplying the golf course.
Great, thank you. Colleen, anything from your department? All right. Then I will take a motion to go into the exec session.
I'll make a motion that we go into closed session pursuant to the tax state code 52-4-4 and 52-4-5, section 1, D, and E to discuss the purchase exchange or lease of real property to discuss the sale of real property.
I think they probably still be to say where that's
located in the Cedar Hills rec center basement.
Thank you. I have a motion made by Councilmember Geddes. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Councilmember Anderson. We'll do a roll call. Councilmember Anderson.
Aye.
Councilmember Miller.
Aye.
Councilmember Geddes.
Aye.
Councilmember Bailey.
Aye.
Councilmember Ellsworth.
Aye.
The motion is unanimous. We will go into close session. We're back. in a regular work session. And council, unless there's something that you want to discuss, I will take a motion to adjourn and start on the second.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Motion made by Councilmember Ellsworth, is there a second?
Sir.
Second by Councilmember Geddes, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we'll come back here at 7:00.